¿Cómo estás, bitches? Welcome back to the Trade Writers Podcast, the comic book club where we read a different trade paperback every single week. I'm Daniel, you're Nathan, we're brothers, we read comics.
Howdy, folks.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Oh, shit, I didn't look for news. Did you look for news?
Dude, I got some news to share with the lovely readers, or the lovely listeners of our podcast. You don't have any news?
No, I'm looking at something and I'm like, what the fuck does that mean?
Was your timeline filled with Kendrick Lamar beef?
Yeah, it sure is.
Champagne beef?
Yeah. We got different time codes in our description. We got the book, which is Silver Surfer Black. We got Batman Matters in the poll list, but we start with the news.
Yes, sir.
Nathan, you know Patrick Horvath?
Yeah.
Writer and artist of Beneath the Trees Where Nobody Sees.
You know what? You said Patrick Horvath and I immediately thought the dude from Watchmen.
Patrick Wilson.
Thank you. All right, nice. I looked at Patrick and it was like, Patrick Swayze? You mean? And I'm like, no. No
one's ever thought of that. Right, yeah, now.
Of course. What about Patrick Horvath?
He's got a Zoop campaign.
Oh, nice.
It's for a book called Free for All.
Okay.
It's
That looks cool.
Yeah. What do you mean looks cool? You don't even see it.
That sounds cool.
It is a 48-page novella.
What?
The description is, welcome to the future. The world is at peace and thriving. Housing, food, education, and healthcare, and all the basic requirements for living are now provided for by the World Finance League, and it's all funded by a lottery. Wealthy citizens of the world are picked at random and given the choice to either donate half of their assets for the greater good of the world or fight to the death to keep it all. Among these trillionaire gladiators, two former lovers square off in this global arena to settle their differences once and for all.
Wait, is it all words or is he writing, drawing a thing? You said novella, which I think typically insinuates just like a novel. But I would assume, I just looked it up, it looks like there's pictures. So
there's like a cover.
Yeah, there's a, I mean,
It kind of be weird if he has like this breakout title and then goes to like a book.
Yeah.
And it's only 48 pages, so I'm like, that seems like a comic.
I just looked at the AIPT interview, and it says there's heaps of great visuals here.
Oh, no. Okay. Wait.
Visuals. So it is a comic book.
It could be like a book with pictures.
That would work too, I guess.
That's cool. Bigger price because it's small, you know? Yeah. So I think it's already funded. I think the goal is like $4,000.
Yeah, I think you might have aimed a little bit low.
I mean,
with how many people
it's all gravy.
Yeah, true. That's sick. Good for him. Daniel, are you familiar with the Deadpool and Wolverine movie coming out?
Yeah.
There is an official promotional poster with art done by comic book artist Jorge Molina. So that's kind of cool.
Cool.
It'll look like that.
Okay.
So I thought that was cool that they were commissioning some artists for that shit. That's how you should do it. So that's good stuff.
Nathan, there's a new book coming from Image by Joe Casey and Paul Fry. It's called Blood Squad 7.
Okay.
It says, after 30 years, the brand is back, but I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Well,
30 years, that's a long time. It's older than you.
Yeah, but maybe it's like a thing that they're pretending was a thing kind of thing. Like it's like a local man.
Oh.
Where they're like, it's...
Oh, that's part of the description of what the plot is?
I don't know. This is what I'm assuming.
Okay, all right.
I don't want to read, Nathan.
Continue.
Anyway, it comes out May 22nd. Looks pretty cool.
Nice. Blood Squad 7.
I'm like, good name.
Wait, who's it by again?
Joe Casey. Oh, shit.
Joe Casey.
Joe Casey.
Okay, nice. Daniel, Todd McFarlane. He's coming to Phoenix Comic Con Fan Fusion, and he's gonna have a panel there, and he's gonna reveal some crazy stuff, I guess. He booked a whole booth just for a big announcement. So... it's like a 30th anniversary of McFarlane Toys, I guess. And so he'll like be showcasing some of that stuff. But there's going to be a big announcement where it says McFarlane will be talking toys, comics, and movie. So don't miss your chance to be an insider and get all the big news from Todd himself. Todd, big Arizonan, I believe. So
I think he's Canadian originally. But
yeah, but we'll get to see him. Well, I'm not going to go to the booth probably, but.
Yeah, it's always weird because like
I hope it's
I don't think he's gonna like. I'm sure his panel will fill up, you know.
Right, but it's not like it's gonna be like, oh, here's the trailer for the movie I was making, the Spawn movie. Remember that?
Yeah,
Because isn't he supposed to be directing it or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no shot that's happening.
Do we know about the new Wolverine series?
We knew that it was a thing, but we didn't know who's tied to it. And so now we do, right?
Yeah, Saladin Ahmed and Martin Kokolo.
Sweet. I like that. Also, Daniel, we got a little bit of an insider from this when we had John Layman on. But it was his series contributing to the Spawn universe was just announced. Spawn kills every Spawn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it's going to be a miniseries from John Layman with art by Rob Duenas. And it's the story of the character baby of Spawny attends SpawnCon, a convention filled with various Spawns from across the Spawn universe. So it's just a wacky version of Spawn and killing all the other Spawns, I guess. And
that sounds great. When does that come out?
That comes out July 2024.
Okay. Ooh, dude. That'd be cool. New X-Factor series.
Yep.
And Mark Russell and Bob Quinn. Do we know that?
I didn't know it was Mark Russell.
Yeah, it's neat. Good for him.
Oh, that's awesome.
Is he done Marvel?
Yeah. He's doing Fantastic Four right now.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Wait, no. Right now?
Right now, yeah. Mark Russell?
He did Fantastic Four Life Story.
No, he did the Fantastic Four book we just read. The regular one.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does, dude.
How much money you want to bet?
Dude, so much money.
$20.
$4.
Sorry, $4 for Fantastic Four. Do you have your comics with you?
Yeah. Oh, wait, what?
Do you have your comics that you got today with you?
Did Fantastic Four come out today?
Do you have comics?
No. Okay. Not on me.
I was like, you have to give me a comic. $4.
No. No, Mark Russell writes the current series. It's the one with like all the...
With the Alex Ross covers?
Yeah, that's Mark Russell.
Oh.
Oh, it's Ryan North. Fuck. You're right. You're right. Okay, I'll give you $4.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Oh, dude, they're so close in my mind together, those two writers, for some reason.
I don't know, dude. I've read two good Ryan North things and read like four good Mark Russell things. So it's like he's double the writer in my mind. Oh, wow. You know?
Okay, yeah.
No shade to my Ryan bad. North. It's just I just haven't read his stuff.
He's great. Know? Fuck. Well, so, I feel dumb.
You should.
Wait, so then has Mark Russell done any Marvel stuff?
The Fantastic Four Life Story.
Life Story, but what? So I was still kind of right when I said that.
You were close, yeah.
Oh, the Superman reveal. The David Cornsweet, like he's in the suit. You see that?
Yeah.
I don't know. Something. I love the big news about that is that he's got his trunks, Daniel. He's got his red trunks.
I didn't see any trunks.
You can see that there is red underpants in there.
Why are you looking so closely?
Because that's the most important part. If it were me in charge of this, it would literally be a crotch shot with like his hands on his hips or something, and it's just the underwear.
The Superman pose?
It's just the Superman pose, but like focused on his crotch, and it's like, boom. They're fucking back, baby.
Like the Deadpool poster, you know?
Similar to that, yeah. That's all you need to see.
I like the
there's a big jellyfish
like,
or something.
All the shit on Twitter of that where he's like putting on his boots and like
I like a like, Payless.
It's like 9/11 back in the background.
Oh my
it's like,
god.
It's like Superman, you should hurry up.
I saw the ones where they just like photoshopped him and he's in like a Payless or like a shoe store.
Yeah.
They're like trying to put in. Yeah, that was good. Did you see the boys trailer?
Yeah, that's a thing. Yeah,
it's just another trailer. So yeah, that's pretty much it.
Didn't tell us anything. Do I want it to tell us anything? No.
I don't. I watched like the first half of it, of that trailer. So
yeah, I don't think you're really
Do
like...
Do we know when it's coming out?
June 13th?
Sweet. Love that.
Do you want to do another boys trade?
Maybe like a tech night or something.
There's not like a...
Isn't there?
There's like no spinoffs.
Oh, okay. Maybe not then.
All right. I'm going to down just
We
can
do
case.
Another like Warren Ellis thing maybe.
Why are we doing a Warren Ellis thing?
Sorry. Garth Ennis. I'm fucked up with my names today, dude.
Dude, you're so tired.
Holy shit, I am.
Drink your rain. I'll continue to correct you if I remember it. But anyway, Nathan, what book did we read this week?
We read Silver Surfer, but he's black now.
Yeah.
So
Silver Surfer, African American.
By Donnie Cates, Trad Moore. And Dave Stewart.
I didn't even notice that.
Stewart, the only man for the job, because holy shit.
What about Heather Moore? Doesn't she do the
And then Clayton Cowles. I think they
broke up.
They broke up for this. They were not a thing.
They weren't married.
They weren't married yet. So he's like, Dave, I need you. But I don't know. Yeah. What'd you think? How do you feel?
Before I get into that, this book was recommended by John.
Oh, yeah. Shout out John.
One of the viewers on the YouTube.
Listener of the show.
Yeah.
And that's why we read this
book.
You
too can recommend shit for us to read. And we will most likely, we will read it.
We'll probably get to it. Just try and like keep it to one because we're not, you know, people have done like 10 things.
Should we miss, miss yeah. Like, it's like, this should be just
and
like.
We'll forget.
Yeah. It was a good old time, Nathan.
It was a great good old time.
I didn't read this on my phone. I like waited to read it on like my tablet or like my computer because I'm like,
smart
because I want to see like the big old pages.
It is fucking hard to read on your phone. I realized when I was reading it in bed and I was like, I can't even see what's happening right now.
Yeah.
But Daniel, to me, this is prime Tradmore.
This is some prime Tradmore
because I realized as I was reading this, I was like, this is so fucking good. It's like a little bit, it's like a little bit crazy in the way that Tradmore does it, but it's not like too crazy to be like, I don't even fucking know what's happening kind of deal, which is kind of what happens a little bit in Doctor Strange, I think.
Yeah.
But this, it's still like pretty easy to know what's going on while still being like the most fucking insane thing you've ever seen.
I think Tradmore in space is like just the perfect combo.
Yeah. He's the only one that can do it. I feel like
he should do more space things. But then again, I think Silver Surfer is the thing that fits him most.
Yeah.
You know, as far as like who would fit for this?
Yeah. We've read a lot of Tradmore things, huh? Like
I think we've read most Tradmore things.
This is like the third thing, right?
Yeah, there's Luther Strode, there's this, there was
The New World.
The New World. That was good. I like that. That one is like Tradmore when he like gets to design everything.
Was that after this? The New World?
Timeline wise?
Yeah. I don't know. When did this come out? Was 2019, I believe.
I think that was 2019 too.
The New World?
Yeah, I'll look it up.
Okay. Yeah, because it's like definitely around the... I think it might have been right before.
I'll look it up.
Because I'm trying to remember in my head like what he's done since this, and it was Doctor Strange, but those are pretty far between each other, I would say. So I don't know. 2018. So it was just before this.
Okay. What are we missing from the Tradmore bibliography?
I don't know.
Is there a Wikipedia?
Can I just Google Tradmore fucking 2020 to 2022?
No. Normally, there's a Wikipedia and it's got all of his shit. He sure does. A lot of Luther Strode, New World.
Some black.
Ooh, dude, all new Ghost Rider.
He did Ghost Rider?
In 2014 with Felipe Smith. But yeah, dude.
I guess he was just chilling.
If we read that and Doctor Strange, we basically read all of his full series. Yeah, so big fan.
All right. Anyway, this is good Tradmore shit. I actually think that this is like one of my favorite Marvel things like ever.
It really is. It's top tier stuff.
It is. And I wrote down this note from last week because it popped in my head, but I love how this book and the C-3PO book we read are both explanations of how these like random ass characters got their arms like in a different color, and it's just the origin of how that happened, and they're both fucking bangers.
Did you read anything where like Silver Surfer is like he is at the end?
Yeah, Thanos wins.
He's black in that.
He's black.
Okay.
Yeah. And then in Donny Cates' Guardians run, he's in there for a bit, I want to say.
Okay. Yeah, there was like editor's notes to like...
to be like, oh, read this.
Yeah.
There was a bit in Donny Cates' like early career where he's just like kind of connecting everything.
I think it was all of his stuff is kind of connected.
It really did feel like it because it was just like, okay, he got Venom, he's crushing it. And then he got this, he got Thanos first. I believe after Jeff Lemire crushed that, and then it was kind of absurdity, and then he got Venom and all that, and he just like somehow made it work. I feel like connecting them together.
I think he just connected all to Venom.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
and so he made it like cosmic.
Well, like the Thanos stuff didn't have any Venom things. It just happens like he just had this idea for like a Silver Surfer to be like slightly different color in this version. Be like, what's that about? And then he just like finds a way to connect it in this series.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't any like null things going on in that book. So.
But also, isn't this set in like a different universe?
It's set in like a time displaced universe. It's like kind of like at the beginning of time almost.
Okay. If you say so.
I do. But let's get into it, Daniel.
But yeah, the pacing of this is crazy.
It is like, awesome.
You fly through it.
Yeah.
Like even if you're like taking time to look at the art, it's still.
And there's like a lot of like deep introspective fucking Silver Surfer shit that you need in the Silver Surfer book.
Essential.
About him being like, oh my God, I'm killing all these people or whatever. And like you can still fly through it pretty quick. And yeah. I think that's great.
It's like properly placed.
Yeah.
You know, the internal monologue kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think I kind of wanted like a little bit more plot. Maybe I just wanted this to be longer.
Yeah.
You know, like this went for like 8 issues. I think that could be like a sweet spot for it.
That'd be
mostly is just like a hunger for more art and stuff like that.
100%.
But yeah. I think they wrapped it up well with what they had, you know.
This book had one of my like normie friends. I guess not normie because he would like go to the shop like somewhat frequently. But he was like,
but he doesn't have a podcast.
He doesn't have a podcast, so he's a normal guy. But he was like waiting for this shit to come out like every month. He was like, oh my God, I can't wait for the next issue because he was getting the single issues like me.
I could see myself being pretty stoked about
this. Yeah, this shit's awesome. It's cool to have it all in single issue form. But Dale, right off the bat, the first page, it fucks because it's got the Galactus there in the background. It's got the Silver Surfer. It's great. But
and they're all goopy boys.
They're goopy boys, Daniel. Well, that's how we love it.
Yeah.
So Norrin Rad, he's a like Silver Surfer.
Sorry, is the first page like an homage to like Silver Surfer Parable?
I don't think so.
No,
specifically, but I know that had like a big inspiration. But I don't know. Are you saying visually an homage?
Like the cover?
Ooh, I don't think so.
I'll look it up.
Yeah. So the book, it's Norrin Rad. He's the Silver Surfer, and he's like contemplating how he became the Silver Surfer, the Herald of Galactus. And how he would doom tons of planets. It's like pretty close.
Pretty close. I think like it's like flipped and a little different. Yeah.
I would say it's probably like an homage. Is that Silver Surfer Parable?
Yeah. With Stan Lee and Mobius.
Dude, yeah. Mobius? Oh my God.
I'm down to read all Silver Surfer stuff.
Yeah. Because it all seems good, right? Because there's the Allred stuff.
Banger.
Banger. There's like a Jason Latour one. The guy
that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Southern Bastards.
He's great.
Mobius, of course.
Mobius. Love that.
Can't go wrong.
Are there any other Silver Surfer? I feel like there's probably some boring Silver Surfer out there.
There is, if you like kind of look for it. Yeah. You dig.
But there's a lot of good shit, because he's just great. And when people understand him, like I feel like Donnie does here, it's awesome. But So, yeah, he's just kind of contemplating how he's like the Herald of Galactus, and how he would doom like tons of planets to be consumed by Galactus. And how that means he's essentially the incarnation of death. It's kind of a deep thought. And then it jumps to the present. We see a big upwards crotch shot.
Love it.
Of Silver Surfer. And all of his fucking obliques. Do you see all that? All those bumpy obliques?
Yeah. All his riblets.
It's insane.
It's a definitely interesting decision.
Yeah. I wonder why he chose that angle, but it's great. Anyway. In the present, Silver Surfer and the Guardians, this Guardians roster are being sucked into a black hole, which they escape when Silver Surfer attaches his board to Beta Ray Bill's Stormbreaker and uses his power cosmic to save the Guardians at the cost of Silver Surfer getting sucked into an abyss. So a little bit crazy.
So I never thought I'd ever see Beta Ray Bill or Cosmic Ghost Rider being drawn by Trad Moore.
Yeah,
but
it's awesome, dude.
It's a tasty little treat, Nathan.
He does such a good Beta Ray Bill. Like how long his face is in like this panel. I'm like, fuck yeah, give me more of that shit. And
he's got like such a cool Ghost Rider, like with the chains and like the fire like in his helmet.
Yeah.
It looks dope. I don't even know who else is on the team, but I don't care.
Yeah, there's like some interesting characters in there. But yeah, so this is interesting because he's like plugging his Guardians that I don't think would come out for like another couple months.
Gotta give him a little tease.
You gotta give him a little taste. You gotta plug your future shit.
Yeah.
And yeah, of course, this is a big start. You gotta love Trad's cosmic style. Just insanity. And then shout out to like Dave Stewart for making a lot of these pages tangible or like readable. It's crazy.
What's crazy to me is that Trad Moore has to like think about what this will look like and then draw it to where it'll make sense, you know, when you add colors to it.
Yeah. You know? And that doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. So, and you see some of his pencils later. I'm like, I don't know how.
I didn't even know he did any pencils at all.
What do you think he did? All digital? Well,
like, I thought he was all digital, which I think he does inking digitally. You would have to, I think.
Is there an inker credited on this?
No, I think it's just Trad doing like...
story art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Silver Surfer sucked into like a black hole abyss thing, and he's drifting in this void for years, but... after a while, he gains enough strength to get on his board when he sees a dark world like eons away. And so he heads over there. And when he gets there, he finds these like three warrior sentinels like guarding this big door. And he tries to like make contact with them peacefully, but they attack and overwhelm the Silver Surfer. So he has to draw on the power cosmic, what little left he, you know, of strength he has left, to create like a huge star, which burns the sentinels and then leaves Silver Surfer's hand black after he does it.
And these are the most like Tradmore designs.
There's like a blocky one. There's like a circular one. They're not
like in canon or anything. No. So he's like, ah, let me go off.
He's like, yeah, what does a weird fucking abysmal planet fucking sentinel look like? And it's just like the most insane thing. It is awesome.
Real quick. So he's talking about like Galactus and stuff and how like he's like eating planets and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this one shot. Is this like a dog planet?
Yeah, there's like a dog planet he ate, it looks like.
And so all these dogs are dying, Nathan.
All these we don't see him die. They're getting eaten. Maybe he changed his mind.
They're in his mouth.
What do you mean? We don't know where they go. we don't know where they go.
I know, I'm just kidding.
Eaten by Galactus, Daniel. We don't see him die.
I like the manga influence that is kind of like in this.
Oh, 100%.
There's a lot more of this later.
Anytime someone's getting burned up.
Yeah, you got to be like, ah.
It's like a scratchy, like fucking manga thing. It's awesome.
Yeah, you'd expect like kind of him to be doing like his style the whole time.
Sort of like this.
So it's cool to see like some contrast in that.
It's great. And I like this line to put into like perspective how much power, I guess, Silver Surfer has. Because there's a line that says, you know, there's a planet like eons away, and... there's a line that says, a traveler of any other means would be born, live, and die 100 generations before seeing its surface. I'm not such a traveler. And he just like gets there, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Before like shooting off into space. And
the element I really like in this, and just kind of like what Tradmore does, is that like he does like a side profile for the board. Have you noticed that, where it's like just like a line?
Yeah.
But it just looks really cool.
It's cool. Yeah.
I don't know if they do that in other books,
mm-hmm.
but I think I get, I don't think he's cutting corners or anything, but that's just like that angle. It's just cool. And you know what it is.
Something visually that I thought was very cool that they did too, is like when he's like weak and he's getting on his board, it looks like he's getting on it from like being in the water and trying to like climb on top of it.
Yeah.
Even though it seems like he could just like point his hand down and summon the board and just be on his feet.
Or he could just
he has to like climb on it. Like the board's on the water and he's in the water too.
I think that's
like
a cool visual.
I think it's really effective.
Like gravity is like pulling him down.
And he's like, fuck man. Like I am just so tired kind of deal. And I think it's great.
Yeah.
I also think that just creating a star to like end this fight scene is the most Silver Surfer shit and looks really cool. But when Silver Surfer finally goes into the big door that they were guarding, we see Null with his Necro Blade. And this is a sick Null drawing.
Oh, my goodness.
We love Null.
This is unreal, this drawing.
It is so good.
Look at the quads on this guy.
The quads are unbelievable. I love all the, like, just, like, how much detail he put into, like, the arm, like, the sleeves. Like, there's just so many folds and shit there.
Yeah, dude.
It's so... And the sword, Daniel.
Is it the Necro Blade?
The Necro Blade, yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Super cool.
The hardest thing I've ever seen.
It is fucking awesome.
I just want to touch it, you know?
Yeah, I know. It seems so bumpy. Like,
where do I get that?
Yeah.
I think this is one of the very few times to where, like... I don't look forward to variants because I just want some Tradmore variants.
Dude, no one could even come close to his covers.
He just bodies this whole thing.
It's so good. Everyone's so... each like, one is so simple.
Who is this? Mike Zeck.
Yeah, no fucking thank you.
Get okay. out of here.
I want to see Silver Surfer in the fetal position in space with a fucking Jupiter behind him,
like,
or
he's
whatever.
About to fart upwards.
Exactly. Like, it's great. So issue 2, Silver Surfer is reflecting on his first interaction with the symbiotes, which is when he was scouting out planets for Galactus, and he came upon a dark world that ended up actually being a living organism that ate him and brings him to its core to meet Null, who's imprisoned by his own symbiote creation because the symbiotes are like scared of him and they like trapped him in the core of this planet. But Silver Surfer is able to use his board to escape.
What was that planet called?
I don't know if they gave it a name. They just called it some like black planet.
Well, that's like the one from like Venom, right? Where he's like,
yeah.
He's like the symbiote planet thing.
Yeah.
And I think they called it something.
I can't remember what it is, if it has a name.
Big fan.
Yeah, I am. I also like how big Galactus's hat is.
Oh, it's the best.
The bigger the Galactus hat, the better. I've never seen
How far out like the horn things are.
Yeah, the horn's so big, but I've never once said that Galactus's hat is too big here, you know?
Never.
So the bigger the better, and he nails it. And this whole like symbiote planet, the way that he draws it is so cool because it just like comes up with just like it's teeth upsetting. And shit. Random. Yeah, it's very upsetting.
And it's cool. Like not what you think it is, mm-hmm. You know, because he like adds like there's like, I know Trad doesn't add the color, but there's like opportunity for the color.
For sure.
And so like it's not just all black and gray. And so
yeah. Like you're talking about like panels like this where he like leaves like little spots.
Well, there's that color. Like the lighting and whatnot, but like just kind of like the. Like the plantation around the planet.
Yeah, definitely.
And it just kind of makes it look like it's like the way he enters is just like a big teethy octopus kind of thing.
Like a fucking...
Like a kraken or something.
Yeah, or like the thing from fucking Mario that like just the Venus flytrap thing. Like it just like eats you and then pulls you in. It's crazy. Also, there's some hints to like the spiral symbiote thing that will come together in King of Black, so they put like little hints in there without it being like too much
in the background.
Yeah, so it's kind of cool.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, so that's good. I think that's good. I think it'd be distracting to be like, oh, he's just trying to fucking build up, you know, King of Black, but I think they do it tastefully here. But in the present, Silver Surfer is trying to get away from Null, and so he's trying to ride away on his board, but he's knocked off of it. And he is encased in symbiotes under Null's control. And Null, like, squeezes his fist. He, like, squeezes the symbiotes on him. And he turns him into, like, the Void Knight. The most insane, so fucking cool design I think I've ever seen in my goddamn life. I was like,
I'm scared. What's happening?
I was like, no, not Silver Surfer, dude.
Where'd he go?
He looks like a fucking monster in this shit, demon, dude. It's so good. Although I think Symbiote Surfer would be cool, like a better name, but maybe that's a little bit too on the nose.
What do they call him?
Void Knight, I guess. Noel's like, you will be like my Void Knight or something like that. So
it seems like something he would say.
Yeah, I think Symbiote Surfer is like a little bit too easy maybe. But did you see his new fucking board? Look at, oh,
is that supposed to be the board?
That's supposed to be the thing he's standing on here. I think that's like his board.
It's got like the,
it's like, it looks like a dragon or some shit.
It's got like a wing on it, you know?
Yeah, it's great.
Or like fins. That I didn't even notice that the first time.
Yeah, but this design, I could look at this for so long. It's so cool. Such a cool comic book thing like to happen. This could not happen in any other medium and be like,
and
what the fuck?
I don't think we'll like ever see this again.
Yeah, no, we'll never see this again. He just pulls
maybe it
this
comes
out
up in King and Black or something.
I would hope so, but like he pulls the shit out of his ass and then they like get rid of it like two pages later, right?
Yeah,
and so it's like, I want to see more of that. You know what's going on there?
I like how in this design, Null like has like his sideburns like beaded.
Yeah, that's pretty sick.
Like, it's pretty groovy, dude.
Who would think of that? I don't even know, like, I guess that would be possible.
This may need some jewelry.
Yeah, so then Silver Surfer is snapped out of it when like a loud voice calls out for him and it hits him with like a beam of energy that allows him to like escape.
You know, if you think about it, like this page is kind of funny, like when he hears a voice.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't know that he's the Herald of Galactus,
you think his name is
like,
just Herald? That's how you spell that.
It's like a wife calling him for dinner.
But like, that's not how you spell the name.
How do you spell the name Herald?
H A R O L D.
All right, right.
But I mean, Herald would be kind of a sick name if that's how you spelled it.
Hell yeah, dude.
Ah, dude. Whoever has a kid first.
Do what you want.
Babe, how about Herald?
We it's had a bet.
Yeah, we had a bet.
Nathan no balls me.
He double dog dared me, bro. And so
it'd be cute. You'd be call him Harry or whatever, like Harry Potter. She'd love it.
Yeah, or like Norrin Rad. What about Norrin?
Norrin, that's a name.
Norrin. I wonder if like anybody would get that. Like if my name was Norrin, do you think anybody ever in my whole life would be like, oh, like Silver Surfer?
Absolutely not. Unless absolutely like not. It's not like common knowledge.
No, it's not.
It had to be like a super nerd kind of thing.
Yeah, I think so.
Because I feel like even some...
Did you know before this that his name is Norrin Rad?
Yeah, because the thing that you want to do, the cosplay.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And so I knew that. And then didn't we read something with Silver Surfer in it?
I'm sure, yeah.
Remember, because like there was like the girl that was in it, how he had like a girlfriend.
Yeah.
You remember that?
I don't remember what book we were reading.
It was like a human girl.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. He's got like a human girlfriend.
It was like a Mike Allred thing.
Yeah, it's the Dan Slott one, but we haven't read that book.
No, it was like he just popped up for like a little bit. It was like maybe an issue.
And like a Mike Allred book that we read?
Did we read a Mike Allred book?
We've read like X-Ray Robot.
Nah.
But I don't know what it would have been unless he was like a fill-in artist.
God, it's like we were following the girl or something. Or no, they're in space. And then I think the girl was with Norrin. It was Groot. Remember the Groot book?
Oh, yeah.
They like ran into them.
Yeah. Was that an Allred issue?
No. I don't think he did any issues.
Yeah, I was about to say. Like, I don't remember anything.
But she's like pretty prominent in that run, I guess.
Yeah.
But I just remember seeing them and it was like similar looking art, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm glad I figured that out. Okay. It was like hurting. I'm like, I know.
I wouldn't have gotten there.
I know this is real.
I don't even vaguely remember Silver Surfer being in Groot, but.
Yeah. The book ruled, dude.
Yeah. It was a good book, actually.
I like was scrolling through my Comixology. I remember I saw it like in there because mm-hmm. like you had to buy it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
We buy all of our books, Daniel.
Unless
they're able to be rented.
Yep, from a library.
What are we talking about? So yeah, he breaks out of the Void Knight, the symbiote surfer thing, and then he tries to escape and like follow the voice that called him, and he's chased by Noel's fucking dragon that he has.
Ooh boy.
And I love this panel where like the whole fucking planet opens up trying to catch him.
That's terrifying.
That is very scary.
That's like nightmare shit, dude.
Yeah. It's insane. It's like
reaching for him.
And like,
get the fuck out of here.
Silver Surfer's like not able to escape. So Silver Surfer charges up like another star blast thing that made his hand black. And he jumps into the mouth of Noel's dragon to blow it up from the inside. And then the Silver Surfer's board brings him to the voice that called for him to him. And it was the voice of Ego, the fucking living planet. Did you see that? And you're like, yes.
I was like, what?
Because I remember like where I was when I was reading that issue. And I was like, oh, my God. Yeah. I've never been excited for Ego Living Planet in my life, I don't think. And then I was like, Trad Moore drawing Ego. Fuck yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen Ego in a comic.
I don't.
I'm sure I would have seen him in like a Guardian. You know?
Yeah. But it's awesome. Also, it's kind of crazy to think that a dragon can catch up to Silver Surfer when he's like trying to fly away.
He's a symbiote dragon.
Symbiote dragon? Yeah. I guess they fly really fast, but.
Yeah, I mean.
But Ego is such a sick and character to include in this, and it works so well.
Not only that, but just like how he looks in this whole page.
He looks great and a little upsetting.
This looks like a poster that'd be in like a smoke shop.
it could be this, and
the colors and the shit, and like just kind of like
people be like
the planets around it.
Yeah,
I don't know if I've ever seen Ego drawn like this. Normally, it's like pretty. It just looks like a rock with a face on it.
Yeah. But this is pretty cool. I also like just the how his arm becomes more and more like black as a sacrifice for. Like these big cosmic stars that he's making. I think it's a cool like design element for the whole story. Just like the fact that the more he creates like a star to get out of a sticky situation is like becomes more black.
I know we were talking about shit about variants, but like there's this one by Marcos Martin that looks like a really good like movie poster if there's ever like a Silver Surfer movie.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that shit's great.
I'm like, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but they have like Nick Bradshaw, normally pretty fucking good at shit, and like Mike Diodato, and they both do a really good variant.
Like, it's acceptable, yeah.
But I would never in a million years choose anything other than this one. Woo! The one that you have a poster of.
Yeah, it's my favorite cover, dude.
And it's so good. And now you know.
Yeah, now I deserve to hang up that.
Now I'm not angry that you have that, you know.
I was going to wait.
That is so big, too.
I know. It's like
4 feet taller or some shit. Nah, it's not that big.
72 inches? No, that's like 6 feet. That's like... Maybe 3 feet?
3 feet sounds right, yeah.
3 by 2?
3 by 2. Big poster.
Yeah, very big.
And
the fucking cover. Frame was expensive, dude. I'm like, I'm going to... Because it's like a limited release thing. I think there's only like 300.
Oh, nice.
And so like, I'm like, I got to protect this.
Yeah. That's good investment.
Yeah.
So issue 3, Daniel. Silver Surfer is dreaming about his wife, Shala Ball.
I love when Trad Moore draws women.
So he's really good.
It's incredible.
Yeah. And
like, something about the like, lips and the eyes, it just looks so good. The hair.
The lips, I think he like, yeah. Just,
they look edible, Nathan.
They look, I look like I can eat them, you know.
Look like some gummies.
Or like, you know, whenever, I don't know, he just nails whatever he's going for, you know.
Yeah.
And so he's dreaming about his wife, Shala Ball, and their last day together. Which was also the last day he knew Peace, he says, but they decide to have a child together. But everything changes when he sees himself as the Black Silver Surfer destroying the planet that he's on. And this is like a dream of his, like, anxiety sort of about, like, destroying planets and stuff. Because he used to, you know, not be a herald. And so he's thinking of just, like, all these lives that he's robbed people of, like, starting families for and stuff. And there's like probably I think my favorite page of this whole thing might be this incredible double page spread of him like kneeling over everybody. And
okay, so this is a dream sequence kind of thing.
This is a dream sequence.
Okay,
yeah.
I was so confused. I'm like, so he was a human-ish person once and then a different Silver Surfer came and got him?
He was like I don't think human, but humanoid on like some alien planet before he became the Herald of Galactus. And he had a wife, and he was on this planet.
So this is like the character that Julia Gardner is going to portray, I guess?
I believe so, yeah.
Who also, I guess she becomes a Silver Surfer at one point?
Yeah, that's apparently a thing, yeah.
This city's nuts. Like, it's such an alien-looking city.
It is.
And then, like, I didn't notice until now, like, the smoke that comes up around the buildings, that's like the Silver Surfer landing.
Yeah.
And it Unreal. Almost looks like it's a part of the environment, but it's just like there's so much detail in this.
It is so good. And I think that they pose him kneeling a bunch. And I think they do that like on purpose because he's like almost sad about what he's doing, but he's also like kind of obeying like Galactus in a way.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like he kind of draws a lot of inspiration from like the Thinking Man sort of poses, you know, where it's just like a super buff dude and he's like very contemplative. And he does like a lot of these poses where he's like that, where he's not necessarily like trying to be like big and strong, like standing up straight and kind of shit, but it's like kind of compressed a little bit. And I think it like just the body language of that is a really smart creative choice from them.
Yeah, he's a very sad boy.
Yeah, sad boy. And I also think that this is a good scene because up to this point, you know, he's a very godlike sort of character. He's like creating stars and shit and he's flying in space and seeing him like grounded sort of with his wife and stuff. And he's like, let's start a family. I think it's cool to show like this side of the character.
And he wore guyliner.
He wears a lot of guyliner, dude.
Yeah. I was like, is he have clothes on? And then that's when I realized like, oh, he's like drawn with like skin.
Yeah. And so Silver Surfer wakes up and he's orbiting Ego. And he tells Ego that the power cosmic is causing atomic degeneration to himself. And so they're like talking about that, and then there's a huge earthquake that happens on Ego, which cracks him open. And Ego mentions like, oh, it's nothing, but then he mentions there's a meteor that crashed into him and sank into his core, so it's like it might be that.
They like hit him in his ass.
Yeah, I know. And so Silver Surfer's like, I can go check it out, but if I fix it, you should help me beat Null. And he's like, all right, bet.
There's a bit that I thought that was funny where like Ego likes consent.
Yeah.
So if it was like, can I land here? He's like, yes, thanks for asking. Like, he doesn't like when people just land on him.
Well, I think, like, we don't ask for consent when we go to, like, the moon, you know?
Yeah, if the moon could talk, I'm sure we would ask.
I don't think we would.
That's the thing. We just live in absolute fear.
I think most people assume that planets can't talk.
Can you imagine if, like, the moon could talk and had, like, a face and was just staring at us at all times?
I would shoot myself with a gun. Dude, fucking scares me, dude.
It's so scary.
But like, if there was the moon staring at me,
but that'd be normal to you because that's like all you knew.
But if he had like bloodshot eyes or something once, I'd be like, I'm gonna shoot myself with a gun,
dude. There's this book Remina that we should read. Manga. It's fucking terrifying.
Is it like cosmic horror?
It's shit? Like a Junji Ito like cosmic horror book,
dude. You know that? I think we've talked about this before, but that video where it just shows like if different planets are as close to us as the moon is close to us.
Yeah,
I fucking hate that video.
Like it's like Jupiter and
yeah,
shit.
Jupiter and just like pops up. It's like silent and shit too.
It's
and
I'm like the whole fucking sky.
I'm like, get out of
I'm
here.
I'm like, I feel like go
that way.
that doesn't make sense to me because I feel like Jupiter is big enough there wouldn't be. Yeah, it would like engulf us.
I mean, almost. I don't know that for sure. I'm sure the person that made that video knows more than us, but
because the moon's pretty far.
It's like a couple miles.
Yeah, it's a bit of a trek out
more
there.
Than a few. I don't know. Yeah. So. One of the things that I think is kind of underrated or like brushed over at least is that when he lands on Ego has like these like animals that like live on him and Silver Surfer's just kind of like petting them and like holding them in his hands and shit. And I think that is so cool. Like he's got like little cosmic deer or whatever that are there. Yeah, or like there's like a little bird that lands on his hand. And I'm like, what a beautiful.
He's got like his own like ecosystem.
Yeah. It's something you don't really think about that
and
much.
And his like terrain is gross.
Insane.
It doesn't look cool.
I would not want to live there.
Absolutely not.
There's too much going on. And then there's like a great sequence.
And these are just all plants. Yeah. You know?
And there's a great sequence of pages where he's like tunneling into Ego to get to the core to figure out what this thing is. It's causing earthquakes. And
his board turns
crazy.
Into like a threaded drill? Butt plug kind of thing.
Okay. I was going to say like a drill, but a butt plug, sure.
Yeah, that too.
But what's like interesting is like, he makes a drill and then he makes like a sword and stuff at some point.
Yeah, I didn't know the boar could do that.
He's like, no, I don't think so. He makes like chains with it. And it's like, yeah, I didn't know he could do all this.
When he has to tow, like.
But I guess it makes sense because he just like spawns out of his hand. So I guess like he could choose to make anything with it. You know, I don't know if he does it in like the movies or anything, but.
So the surfboard is like a choice.
I think so, which is sick.
So it could be like a
longboard,
like a snowboard, or like a
could be like a little bike,
like a penny board.
Imagine he's like riding on a little bike,
the silver scooterer,
or like imagine it's like a unicycle. He's just like zooming through space,
like
yeah, exactly. He's acting like he has to balance.
There's like no gravity,
or like he's on some fucking pogo stick or some shit, and he's acting like he's bouncing.
What other ridiculous modes of transport are there?
A submarine.
He's like a one wheel, you know?
Yeah. Or like Heelys.
Dude.
Imagine he's just like, he runs and he does the thing too. So I guess he could just turn it into whatever.
What's that in the sky? Like, they're coming to eat you.
The coolest fucking person ever.
Wow. Yeah.
Anyway, so he gets to the center of Ego and he finds an incubator called Lifebringer 1, which is the incubator of Galactus, who has yet to be born. So
and
then, cool.
This is what's causing Ego's tummy ache.
Yeah. He's like, dude, fucking ate a meteor the other day. I'm not feeling good.
I like how Silver Surfer had to just like dig for this information. Like this so is pretty much. Like traumatizing for like, Ego, I'm sure.
Yeah. And he had to,
I'd
like,
be like, dude, check this out.
He had to fight like Ego antibodies and shit too. Like he had to go through so many layers and then there was like shit trying to attack him. And that's when he had to like make a sword and like fight them off. So, you know, he did a lot to get there.
Chad had to just think about what this like looks like.
Yeah, what like, the hell?
Yeah, where does this come from?
How do you even begin to be like, okay, it's just like a thing that Galactus was like growing in.
That, and then just like everything like around it, like, yeah, like what this looks like.
Like tubes and shit, yeah. Or you mean like digging into like the
like,
planet?
Like the core and stuff, like yeah, what that looks like, and then
there's
everything.
A lot of things that are just like unfathomable to me, and he just like kind of throws something together so effortlessly, it yeah. seems. So. He's great. So issue 4, Daniel, we got, you know, Silver Surfer. He's now carrying this huge incubator on his back and he takes it out of Ego. Who's like, thanks, man. That was weird. And so they And then he's like, oh shit, I can feel Noel coming. And so Surfer's like, I got a plan. And so he takes the incubator away from Ego and he has a plan to throw it into a dwarf star just to like get rid of it, I guess, and kill him before he's even born. You know, the kill Hitler when he's a baby kind of deal. He just wants to do that. But just before he can, he is stopped by Uatu the Watcher.
Another character I didn't think to be drawn by Treadmore.
Yeah. And he does it the best, I think. He doesn't look like a weird big baby, you know?
Yeah, he looks like an adult.
He looks like a regular
with a baby head.
Yeah, thing. Baby head, big bald head for sure. But
makes his drip look the coolest, you know.
Yeah,
got like a spawn cape,
all the folds and like his toga or whatever that is. Looks great. And these fuckers are always interfering, you know. Every time we see him, I'm like, dude, you're supposed to just chill. But I guess they're probably technically watching everything else happening in every other Marvel book, so maybe we don't see them enough. Think about it.
Pretty busy guys.
Yeah. So Uatu tells him that the Watchers have decided that Galactus must live because he needs to provide a balance of creation and destruction. And he's like the destruction side of that. And so the Surfer replies with like, this guy does like a lot of destruction. Are you sure? Because I really want to throw him into the star.
He kills dog planets.
He kills dog planets. Uatu, did you see that? Did you see that shit?
Yeah.
And Uatu tells him about there's like different timelines and shit that he's seen the Silver Surfer in. One of them like drops a plug to Silver Surfer and Thanos wins, I think.
Yeah.
Because he's like, at one point you hold Mjolnir, isn't that crazy?
And you kill Thanos.
And then he says that Noel will like essentially devour existence if, you know, he does this. So, you know, he's a little conflicted. And so Uatu's like, maybe you should ask someone who had their universe destroyed. And funny enough, that's Galactus himself had his universe destroyed. And I like this idea that Galactus is there to like provide balance. Like there's like too much life, so he's like, I just gotta eat some of them, I guess.
Yeah, it's like nature.
Yeah,
yeah, just like population control and stuff,
you know, circle of life type shit, but on like a cosmic level. And so Surfer connects his mind to like the incubator and he sees the death of Galactus's original universe from the Black Winter. And then he sees Galactus himself, who tries to kill Surfer because he doesn't know who he is. He eventually gets to just talk to Galley.
The biggest helmet ever.
The biggest helmet. Even bigger. Bigger horns than before.
Yeah.
And so he talks to Galley himself, just like the regular dude. And Silver Surfer says that he's going to kill him because he killed a lot of planets in the future. And he's like, all right, fair enough.
It's kind of weird to see Galactus's face.
Yeah. I never...
And how it like used to look, I guess.
I guess he's bald too. Like a lot of big cosmic dudes are bald.
It'd be weird if he just like took off his helmet and just had these flowing locks that he's just hiding just in there.
Like, just like white guy dreads. Yeah. It's like, ooh, I don't know about that. Like put the hat back on, buddy.
You know what? When Trad was drawing this helmet design, he probably like started and he's like, no bigger. Then like erased it, he's like, no bigger.
He just like clicked the layer and like dragged the box and just like, make it as big as possible. So he's talking to Galen himself and Galen's like, you can kill me if you want, but in my experience, you can't defeat like dark with more darkness. And Silver Surfer's like, shit, you're kind of spitting. And so he like uses the power cosmic to shoot the incubator to whatever original planet that Galactus is like consumes. And that sets the timeline right. Cause like Galen doesn't know any better. So that's how he doesn't like accidentally affect time in this situation.
Right.
And there's a thing that they mention in here. I don't know if this is like a Donnie-ism or what, but the Black Winter is a thing that comes up in Donny Cates' Thor run. And Galactus like crashes onto Asgard and he's like, dude, the Black Winter's like coming here now and I need your help. When I think that's a really cool storyline.
Okay. So, nice.
Pretty neat. And so now the surfer is more black in parts of his head and like his torso because he had to use the power cosmic to shoot him away. And he goes to ask for Ego's help because he's like, well, that shit didn't work. And Ego gives him the connection to like life force that he has. And so he's like a little bit more powerful now. So the blackness starts to overtake his body. I think it would have been really funny if it was like just his face, like does like blackface, and be like, no, I swear, I didn't mean to do this. It was like I shot
an incubator. He drops an N-word.
Yeah. but no, they do it tastefully. It's like half of his face. So it's like, okay, it's getting over there. It's a design choice for Ego, and it kind of freaks me out. But his eyeballs are like the moons that orbit him. And there's like a page on 79 where it like looks really fucking freaky.
Yeah.
Like that top one, that is a nightmare. So I think it's like a really clever design choice, but in this particular page, I'm like, that is fucking creepy. So
I like his pretty eyelashes.
Yeah, he does have nice eyelashes. Anyway, Peach Momoko cover.
Yeah, I didn't notice that going through this.
Yeah, it's super cool. What else we got here? CN Torney does some good stuff.
It seems kind of like outside of like her style, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
She might have been trying to like break in a little bit more around this time.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's still cool though.
A Mary Jane variant, which is a bit weird, but.
Yeah, is that when there was like a bunch of Mary Jane variants for some reason?
I guess.
I think there's like a Mary Jane book coming out.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Is that what that's for?
That must have been what it was for, yeah.
It's kind of like when there was like
a lot of Gwen stuff.
Gwen stuff, yeah.
So much Gwen stuff. You couldn't get away. Issue 5.
This one had like a lot of like abstract art panels.
Yeah.
That were very like geometric and stuff.
Incredible.
Yeah, super awesome. Like,
yeah, I even wrote, I'm going to start this issue by saying I don't even know what's happening in these first couple pages, but they're like perfectly absurd.
Yeah, they're just great to like look at.
Yeah, and not just because there's another crotch shot, Daniel. We see it again.
Yeah, did they like repeat that panel basically?
They did. Well, he was like thinking about everything that brought him to this point, and so they were like referencing other issues.
So this one has like a little bulge.
A little bit of a bulge there, yeah. So I think he had to like redraw it, or maybe he just thought it looked weird, so he added a bulge. But I don't know. So Silver Surfer remembers everything that brought him to this point, and now he's like standing in front of Noel and his dragon, who just came back, I guess. Or he just made another one, maybe.
He's got like a different face. Maybe he made another one.
Or yeah, he's got a mask on this time, so maybe that'll help protect against the star. I don't know.
To stop him from eating him or something.
Yeah, and so Surfer like charges at him. He passes over Noel, and then Ego engulfs Noel in like a magma puke blast thing. And then there's like a little bit of a chase that happens between Silver Surfer and Noel and his dragon. But Silver Surfer eventually lands on the dragon, and he turns his board into a big sword to fight Noel. Which is crazy.
This is a cool spread.
There's a lot going on
with
there.
Both of their faces, like kind of looking at each other.
It is cool. And I like the way that he draws just like hair in general, specifically like Noel's hair here, because everybody else is bald in this series for some reason. But it feels like one entity, but you could like tell that it's hair. And I think it's a cool style. But throughout the course of this fight, he like keeps using more and more power cosmic, more of the black goes over his body and stuff. And the Surfer gets caught by the symbiote tendrils, and he gets dragged into the dragon. And Noel's about to take the Surfer's light, like once and for all. But the Silver Surfer uses the last of his power cosmic to create a star, but it turns him like bright white and rainbow colors. And the star has like enough force to shoot Noel out into space. Like he's Team Rocket in Pokemon. And so he's like, I guess he knows that was like enough to like keep him away for like a little bit, because he powered up so much. So, but yeah, there's some of that anime influence you're talking about, how he's just like getting burned in like his face, and you see like his like fucking sharp teeth and shit as he's getting shot away. So it's pretty cool. There's a cool line from Donnie. It's like about them like fighting with their swords, and it says like the sound of both of their swords make as they clash would deafen a god. That's the shit I'm here for. That's a good metaphor.
Good descriptions.
Yeah, good descriptions here. And then
what's the deal with these like galactic seeds?
Yeah, so the Surfer leaves the star, and he drops onto like a barren world, and he knows that he's like about to like disintegrate essentially, because he's used too much of his power cosmic to like keep himself together. And so I think what he does is he like uses the life force that Ego gave him to like plant seeds of life onto this like barren planet. And so that's going to act as like his legacy before he like disintegrates fully.
I just have no clue what Silver Surfer can do.
I think this is specifically a power that Ego gave him, because Ego like tells him, like, I'm giving you like this life force, essentially.
Yeah.
And so, because I don't think he could just do this normally, but I don't know. I didn't know he could make stars before this. So
the smoke behind him is cool too.
Yeah, that same thing with that. It's like one entity, it feels like one goopy entity, but you can tell it's smoke. But it's just like in that, he just contours the smoke in like that Tradmore style, which is so satisfying.
This is like one of my favorite panels.
It's so good.
It just looks sweet.
It is good.
Like the way the colors just kind of work with it. And like,
he's like smoking.
All the parts he chose to left like four color. Because he is like black, but it's like with...
It's like a shine.
Yeah, the shine is like the, I guess, rainbow kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. And so as he disintegrates into the life force of the universe, you know, there's like some words about nurturing the light within yourself and like sharing it with those that are in darkness or whatever. But then he kind of like sees the history of the universe like reform as he then just like pops into the present at the exact moment that he was sent into the past, except now he's black, so he's better. But Daniel, we see the dog planet. They're okay.
Let's go.
They're okay there now.
Tradmore dogs. We love it.
Dude, Tradmores are make a dog book, right?
Tradogs.
Look at how cute these dogs are.
They are cute dogs.
He should make like an anthropomorphic dog book or something.
That seems like so limiting of like his skill and his style. You
but
know?
Like, what else can he do? Nothing. I don't know. I don't know what his next project will be.
What's another like cosmic character that he could do?
Well,
because I think he's got to do, like, it seems redundant to do another space thing since it feels like so much was put into this.
I think he did space because that's trippy, and then he did magic because that's trippy with like Doctor Strange. So
I'd love
know.
To see him draw like the Fantastic Four, you know, like with like Reed all stretched out and shit, and then the way he draw like the thing with like the blocks.
Yeah, I think it'd be cool.
Way he draw like fire with Johnny and stuff, and then all the weird shit he could do with like shields and invisibility, yeah,
different dimensions and stuff.
Is that?
Yeah, I think that's really it's good casting,
or
it's good fan cast, or maybe
you think he'll ever do anything in like DC?
Who would he do? I'd like to see him do like the Flash or something. I think that'd be cool.
Mrs.
Piddalick?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That'd be wacky.
I think a Superman book would be really cool from him.
I hate to say it, even like a Green Lantern thing.
I would fucking kill someone for a Green Lantern book with Chad Moore.
Can you imagine the constructs he would come up with?
The goopiest things you'd ever see.
The goopiest constructs ever. And then like the goopiest aliens and shit.
Chad Moore, if you do a Green Lantern book, I will shit my pants. And that's a guarantee. As soon as I find out.
Live on the pod.
Live on the pod, I will shit my pants for you. If you do even one Green Lantern book. Actually, maybe a trade. I don't want to shit my pants for one book. But a trade would be sick. You should do it. I'd like to see him do Superman. I think you could do like a cool stoic sort of character.
Sure, yeah.
Or like a Swamp Thing.
Ooh, yeah.
Swamp Thing would be cool, I think.
Definitely. A lot of options.
Yeah, tons of stuff. But yeah, one more just glazing Tradmore. I like this page where you see like him in the background, but like every other panel, and then like all the planets being created again or whatever. I think that's really cool. And good stuff. So let's go into Back Matter Matters.
Back Matter Matters.
There's like a homage to Silver Surfer Parable.
I think that's just like a copy and paste of...
Yeah, not an homage. Yeah, it's a... Yeah, this was one of the panels, but they reference like one of the lines in here in this book. About if we turn from battle because there is little hope of victory, where then would valor be? Some sick shit Stan was cooking.
I like the line, like, let it ever be the goal that stirs us, not the odds.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I'm like, Boris.
That's a tattoo.
That's it. I was thinking, I'm like, I gotta think of something.
Imagine like a Silver Surfer-esque tattoo or whatever. That'd be cool.
I like the lettering in this. Like, it's like hand lettered.
Yeah,
you
it's
know?
Awesome.
And I feel like you know.
Is that
really...
Mobius? Did that
I don't know if he did any of the letters.
God, we should read. I don't think I've read any Mobius book.
I've read The Inkle.
It's pretty good, I think, guess, right?
Yeah, it's like, I think it's considered like one of the best comics like ever kind of thing.
Oh, cool.
We'll have to get to it because I only read like the first part of it, I guess. And I think I was too young to like get it. You know, I remember it was like wacky.
There's like a lot of comics like that, I feel like.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you get it the more and you more can't you just read like jump shitty into books, it. I guess, you know.
Or you like you have to like
or like
understand like
what
why,
looks typical,
why
I guess.
Comics like are good and like gotta read like a lot of good stuff and then just kind of even like the slow burn kind of things that you have to like appreciate. And I think like indie comics you have to be pretty like versed in just to know that's like what's outside of big two stuff.
Yeah.
And just like how weird things can get.
That's kind of how I feel about this book. Like I think if I was if someone would be like, yo, recommend me like a good Marvel thing to read. Like I want to read something Marvel. I don't think I would start with this if they haven't read like, you know, a fair amount of comics. Cause I don't know if you would you like understand what the fuck is going on. It might even scare them away, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck just happened there?
Like I couldn't even look at it. I don't know like, what I was looking at.
I think someone needs to read like a bunch of like Spider-Man or something to then go to this and be like, this art is fucking unreal.
I think you have to like see kind of what like the standard is for
the
art and then
like a typical kind
of
style
slowly transition into weirder stuff and then get to this to where this is like
this is peak
peak like the far end of how wacky like artwork can be.
Anyway, back matter, there's a really touching afterword from Donnie Cates. I don't know if you read it.
I like skimmed it.
He was apparently writing the fifth issue when he found out that Stan Lee died, and he kind of recalls meeting Stan Lee and how cool that was. And he had to like, when he found out, he like restarted, writing the fifth issue to like really make sure he nailed it. So I thought it was very nice, a bit heartwarming. And then there's some variants that don't even come close to the, the Trad Moore ones, but
other than the Trad Moore one, the second printing one,
pretty fucking cool. He's got some big ass thighs here. Love that. There's character and cover sketches, which is really cool.
Yeah.
And what I really like is that he like did a thumbnail of like different poses for like the different covers. And I think the ones that they went with for each one was like definitely like the best choice.
The correct choice. Yeah.
Although I think I would have liked like this one for issue one cover where it's just like his neck looks seems like a little bit long.
Yeah.
But it also kind of spoils that he's like creating something like this with his hands that you don't see in like the first one.
Yeah, I guess.
And I think that's a big moment.
I think what they went with was like the best one.
Yeah, because it's like a cool pose. And it's like, why is his hand black?
Because the rest are like a little boring.
Yeah.
As far as like what's happening on that page.
Yeah. And this one's like a very deliberate, like weird pose.
Yeah.
So it's cool. Or like imagine like this issue number 3-1, you know, he had a very different approach on this like bottom one before he ended up going with the one that you now have a poster of.
Yeah, I'm sure like, it would have
they both would have been cool.
Once it's like fleshed out and rendered and whatnot, it would like look cool.
Yeah. Or like this issue 5-1, there's like a bunch of him like looking sad, you know, because he's like kneeling, he's like, oh no, or like he's on his board and he's like touch his face, he's like, oh no. But I think the one where he's like kneeling and contemplating again, I think is just a pose that works so well for him. So
yeah.
And then we see this ego page, which is crazy. And then the double page spread that I like, which is also insanity.
Yeah, it's fun to see like the pencils to inks just to see how much he's supposed to take out of there.
This dude fucking attacks the page.
Oh yeah.
And some of these like how do you make anything
he
out of that?
He tears it up, dude.
Like how do you he just like scribbles a bunch of stuff, it seems like, for some of the more complex pages, and he's like, I'll figure it out, you know, which makes it works. So
it's like you really appreciate like how hard like the penciling process is, because like it's you can see mostly what it is, but he's definitely like a dude that likes showing like the final product
for sure
over, you know, just pencils, because pencils can be like cool by themselves or whatever.
Yeah.
But you really don't get like his effect until it's like done.
Yeah. And some of them can be like really close to the final product. So I like seeing stuff like this where he's like, let me get like the big things in this and then I'll do the details when I'm like doing the inking part. So super cool. Dana, what would you rate this book?
Then I give it a gotta have it with a cosmic brownie in it.
Oh, that's so good.
And it's gotta be like
because it turns black.
Yeah, like maybe like a Rocky Road ice cream or something, you know, something chocolate.
Oh yeah,
a lot of stuff going on. I would add more like some rainbow sprinkles and stuff. You know, a lot of colors, also a lot of chocolate.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, this is definitely a banger. I hope Donny Cates at Phoenix Fan Fusion has like a hard copy, a hardcover of it. Mm-hmm. I'd like to get that signed.
100%. I will definitely get my single issues signed by him and be like, this is the craziest shit.
Yeah.
That he made.
I know his line's probably going to be like crazy.
I'm waiting.
Yeah, I'll wait with you.
Yeah.
And yeah, that'll be cool.
I rate this the highest possible thing I could rate it, you know, but I guess putting it into food.
It could even be like a Cold Stone cake.
Yeah, know? Dude.
Ice cream cake.
An ice cream cake for sure.
Which is like one of the best cakes ever.
Yeah. I haven't had one in a while. But if I'm considering like gotta have it to be like this is some good shit, I'm upgrading to the whole ass cake and, you know, putting all the different colored sprinkles and shit on top of it, yeah, to make it the most confusing looking top thing. But yeah, it's awesome. Oh, and then yeah, like the little, maybe like a little, like one of those paper umbrella things to make it like a little surfer-ish. Because it looks like a little beach umbrella, you know?
Yeah. A little Kit Kat that looks like a surfboard.
This is a must read for sure.
Yeah, this is like
S-tier.
S-tier comics.
Triple S-tier.
Yeah, this is things that you like, you have, and it's in your like curated collection that you just keep forever
kind of thing. Yeah, and then you'll look at it and be like, dude, that was a banger.
Like, oh my God, I need to be there again.
Yeah. So let's get into the pull list, Colin.
Shove in your box.
The pull list, what did you shove in your box?
Daniel, big week for me. Not only because it was Free Comic Book Day that happened over the weekend, but I also just picked up like four other books this Wednesday.
Same.
So did you go to Free Comic Book Day?
I did. I got them right here, dumbass.
Ooh, wait, okay. There was some stuff that was out when I went.
That's too bad. What time did you go?
I went at like noon.
So did I.
The shop opened at like 10. And so like in 2 hours, they were out of the TMNT one by Junie Ba.
That's too bad.
Ooh. And they were out of the Popeye one.
You were going for the Popeye one?
It's apparently a Popeye book that is in the style of like Dragon Ball Z. And it's apparently very good, according to Chase from Strange Adventures.
Dude,
who said he was going to put it, he said he was going to put it in my box so that I can read it because he wasn't going to keep it.
Yeah.
And he didn't. So.
So I got the Mad Magazine one. I wonder if Mad's coming back. I don't know.
I don't think it ever would.
Because normally this is like,
at least not in the same capacity. But
yeah, maybe not like in grocery stores kind of thing. But yeah, you'd think like they would have it to promote something, you know?
Yeah.
So I got the Mad Magazine. I got the Night Watcher one with Ninja Turtles.
Mm-hmm.
I got Initial D, which is like a driving manga.
Cool.
I saw the trade for it at Ash. I'm like, what is that? I'm like, I've never heard of this. I saw someone at the gym like the next day have like a t-shirt for Initial D.
Are you serious?
I'm like, should we be best friends? I don't know.
Wait,
but, and then cool. I look it up and this has like 28 volumes. Like it's like a long running, like in
just about driving
done like manga. I think it's just now currently being like translated or something.
Interesting.
But yeah, he just drives his you know, his Pinto or whatever this is.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So
I mean, it must be good if it's got that many volumes. I flipped
through it. It's got like kind of like Akira vibes with like, you know, racing and stuff like that, but I think it's really just about cars. I got the Absolute Power thing.
Oh, I didn't. They ran out of that too.
Yeah, just because like I would have only just got like maybe these three things, but mm-hmm. they said like take five. I'm like, all right. So the Absolute Power, and then there's like a Star Wars one.
Okay, nice.
With Charles Soule on it.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is promoting something.
I think it would be. Most of the stuff that Marvel puts out for these,
I don't know, just if it's like just promoting the Star Wars comics in general.
Yeah. Or,
okay, so they have something that's like continued in Darth Vader 46.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's a good jumping on point.
Yeah, let me just start at 46.
So,
okay.
Yeah, so I got that. What books did you get this week?
Well, I got the Free Comic Book Day ones are almost all different. Actually, they are all different. I got the Spider-Man / Ultimate Universe one.
Okay.
And that previews the Ultimates book that's coming out.
Right.
There's also a Venom War preview with Ibane Coelho on it.
Right.
It's pretty cool. And then there's an Amazing Spider-Man like little short in there that I thought was terrible, but it had but it had Ryan Segman art, so I was like, this is kind of cool. Then there's like a Blood Hunt preview, even though I think that's already going, so I don't know what that's about.
Yeah,
but I just picked that up just because. And then there was Barkham Asylum, which is
didn't that come out like that trade?
I don't know, but I picked it up and I was like, this is cool. And did you pick up anything else other than the free stuff?
Yeah, well, I'm gonna get I Hate Fairland number 14.
Well, like on the day, did you pick up like any trades or whatever?
I got like Akira volume 4.
Okay, nice.
There's a sale.
I was trying to figure out what I wanted, and then I asked Chase, who works there.
Is he like your boy over there?
He like loves me.
Nice.
I don't know why. I didn't know his name until I read it on his name tag like that day. So hopefully he doesn't ever find this, but
you gotta start promoting at your comic shop.
Yeah, no, I do. I no, but
I'll give you stickers.
I was like, do you recommend anything like weird that like you can normally recommend people or whatever? And he gave me The Cull by Kelly Thompson.
Yeah, I have the first issue of that.
Yeah. And he says that he was surprised at how much he liked it when he had finished it. So I was like, okay, I'll
the give arts, a shot. Like, actually, like, unreal.
Is it?
Like, it's ridiculous cool. how good it is. I'm like, how did they, you know, put this out, like, in time, you know? Did you flip through it at all?
I flipped through it briefly, but I didn't see anything that, like, caught my eye necessarily. I didn't look very hard, though.
It's, like, very photorealistic. Like, cool. It looks like pictures.
Oh, nice.
You know? And I'm like, how?
I noticed that. Yeah,
I'm a little bit. Like, who are these people? Are these models? Like, how do they? And, yeah.
It's just like a crazy monster book, I guess. Did you read the first one?
I read the first one, yeah.
Okay.
It didn't seem like it got into any monster thing, but it was, like, they found something in, like, a lake or in it.
Yeah.
It looked like a portal or something.
Yeah. I got Sophia Manga as well.
So you got The Cull?
I got The Cull, yeah. I bought the trade. He tried to get me The Sixth Gun as well, which I have been Colin Bunn one.
Yeah.
Which I have been interested in, but he tried to get me like the entire collected one. It was like $40 and I didn't really want
it. It's quite a commitment.
Yeah. So
here, let me get all of it.
Yeah. I was like, do you have the first trade? And he's like, no. And I'm like, okay. But actually he did give me like a little bit of an insider to like some guests that they're going to have over there soon. Uh-huh. That's not official, I guess. And I'm just going to leak it here. But they're going to have Jason Aaron there.
Whoa.
Isn't that crazy?
Gilbert won.
Yeah. And then later in June, they're going to have like Rob Liefeld, which I'm not like super crazy about, but it's kind of a cool get.
That is very cool. That's crazy.
And then just Greg as well.
Do you know when?
He said for Jason.
Yeah.
I think he said in June.
Okay, I have to keep an eye out.
And so, yeah, I'll keep an eye on it. People will tell me.
Get buddy-buddy with Chase.
Because when I asked him about the TMNT one and the Popeye one, he was like, I took some home. I'll read them, and then I'll just like put them in your box if you want to just come in on Monday. But I guess he forgot, so I don't know.
Nice.
But he was pretty cool. Very nice guy. Shout out, Chase.
Sweet.
What did you pick up for like the regular week?
So it was I Hate Fairland 14. That's like this week, not like Free Comic Book Day.
Yeah, yeah. This for this week, yeah.
I might get Gone 3.
I picked that up, yeah.
I haven't finished one, so I like started it, and I know it's like good and all, but like...
Yeah, I haven't read number 2.
I got to finish it, you know?
Exactly.
Are you going to get Ain't No Grave?
I did pick up Ain't No Grave.
Okay.
Yeah, looks cool. I like that creative team, so I'm always going to give them a shot, you know?
Is that the Middle West?
Middle West and the Me You Know in the Dark or whatever they made.
Okay.
And this one's like a Western, I believe. It's like a Western horror. I think so.
I remember we were on like a road trip and you had Middle West and I read it like in the car.
It's good,
which is like insane because like I don't
you get like read like, it's a good book, I think.
Yeah, I like remember I remember thinking it was cool.
Yeah,
there's like a Star Wars Visions manga.
I saw that
and I think it's just this show but in like a manga, and so I don't think I'll like pick it up. I saw it and look cool.
Mm-hmm. I was really close to picking up TMNT Black, White, and Green because it has a Declan Shalvey written and drawn portion and a Jesse Lonergan one.
Yeah.
But I was like picking up too much and I was like, I don't know if I'll read it. So
are you getting Batman 147?
I did. Yep.
Transformers number 8.
Yep.
Beneath the Trees Where Nobody Sees number 6.
Dude, I didn't see it there.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's the last
fucking,
one.
Dude. I know. I got to fucking buy it digitally so I can read it.
I'm going to read it all and physically. Spoil it.
No. No, dude.
Fucking no.
Are you even caught up? You are, right?
No, I'm on like 4.
Mm. So I could spoil 5 for you right now.
Don't.
No, dude.
Did you read anything else?
Yeah. I read Bear, Pirate, Viking Queen.
Ooh, how'd that go?
That random weird book that I picked up randomly. It's crazy.
Is it?
It's crazy, and I don't really know what happened, and I probably won't get the next issue. But the artist feels like he really fucking knows what he's doing, because there are parts that feel extremely abstract and like really scratchy and kind of confusing, but like on purpose. And then when he needs to be like poignant and like for like storytelling reasons, like, you know what's going on. And so I thought it was a very interesting mix of like being really confusing and scratchy, like on purpose. But in that issue, there was only a bear pirate Viking. So I don't know where the queen comes in.
Ah, no queens. Okay.
But chapter one was just called Bear Pirate. So, but I think like it's interesting because it's like a pirate book.
So it's a Viking queen that's coming up.
There was a pirate who I think sees a bear as like a metaphor, and he's like, he like almost died and he saw like a bear in the water, and so he got out or something. And so I think he's like got the dog in him, you know, but it's like a bear.
He's got the bear in him.
But like, he'll just see the bear just like sitting down eating some shit, like while he's like trying to contemplate something.
Yeah.
And then like a Viking randomly showed up on their pirate ship, and he had to like summon the bear to like fucking fight him. And that's kind of how this issue ended. But they're on their way to go see the queen. So I don't know how she will get mixed into everything there.
He had to summon Jeremy Allen White.
Yes. And so yeah, it was crazy. It was just an interesting book, but I thought the art was good.
Okay.
I also read the Free Comic Book Day thing, and then I also read Deadpool Wolverine World War III. And Adam Kubert fucks so hard in that.
Nice.
It's really cool. But I will say, it is maybe some of the worst Deadpool jokes I've ever read. So,
you know, there hasn't been like, he hasn't, I guess like the stuff that I've read, he's just been like okay when it comes to the
Joe Kelly or Deadpool.
Deadpool in okay. general. And so it's just like, it's like people like really try to make him funny, but things just kind of fall short.
Yeah, it is very, he's trying very hard. There are things like funny things that he does.
Okay.
Like he goes to book like a hotel, like he's like leaving breadcrumbs for like Wolverine kind of, and he books like a hotel and he registers under the name like, it was like basically just like a scramble of Deadpool or no, Wade Wilson.
It's like Slade Wilson.
No. It was like a, it was like if you took Wade Wilson and like scrambled it, and it was like something W lewd, and it's like if you scrambled it, it just said Wade Wilson. Okay. And it also booked a room for Ernie Wolf, which if you do that, it's like spells Wolverine. So there's like stuff like that. That was like, that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
To like have him do, but any dialogue, I was like, get this out of here.
Okay.
And Adam Kubert is the reason to read that book for sure.
Okay.
It's awesome.
Are you getting two?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, okay.
But I think it's funny because I think the writer, Joe Kelly, knows he's not that funny because he does some of Deadpool where it's like, he probably won't be talking that much. So I think he knows like, oh, I can't really handle this. So he put him in a situation where he doesn't really talk that much.
He, like,
so
chopped off his jaw or something.
No, they like, you want me to like tell you?
Nah, it's fine.
Okay. I think it's good though. Like there's some really, really strong Wolverine like action pages and Deadpool action pages and stuff. It's awesome.
Nice.
So that's everything I read, I believe.
Did you watch anything new?
There's another thing I read, I think. I can't remember. Did I watch anything new? No. But there's a cool, I've played like this game.
I feel a butt.
I've been playing Helldivers a lot.
Okay.
And I know you probably don't know about the Helldivers drama that happened.
They have skins now. Or no. Something.
But
or mods and mods.
I think this is like big enough to like talk about, but essentially like Helldivers is like this huge game on like release, like a lot is like super popular. It's a very good game.
Is that to do with trouble getting on the server?
No.
Okay.
But that was a thing at first. But Sony was trying to enact something where you have to register like a PlayStation account in order to play the game after the fact. And this is a problem because, one, you're just like giving up data or whatever. But if you don't live in a country where you have a PSN account or where you can like legally have a PSN account, you just can't play the game anymore.
Okay.
And so that was like 170 countries of people that were just getting fucked out of.
That's like all of them.
Yeah, I know. I was like, how many even are there, dude? It's like basically just like America and Canada, I think.
They no can one
just
can play.
Yeah, I know. I was like, that's more than we have. And so it was like kind of shitty like for us. Because
it's banned
like,
in new countries.
I have to like create an account now and like Sony has my data or whatever. And so it was kind of like cringe. But yeah. Also just like this huge player base that's just like not going to be able to play the game anymore. And so all the Steam reviews over like the course of like a couple days Like, you could see, like, a graph of, like, positive reviews versus negative reviews. And, like, all the bars were, like, red and, like, going down over, like, the past couple days.
They review bombed it?
They review bombed it, dude.
Wow.
And went from, like, overwhelmingly positive on Steam to, like, super negative.
Yeah.
On Steam. And the game itself is... What makes it kind of unique is that there are things happening on different planets. And everybody can, like, unite to, like, focus on things. Like certain missions, and if you don't, then like you will lose like that part of the planet or whatever. It's like bugs or robots or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of funny because they've built this like community around people like working together.
Yeah.
And all of the gamers like review bombed it so much and like were so vocal about it on Twitter that Sony reversed the actual decision, and you're not going to have to like register a PSN account or anything anymore. And so now all the memes are like, like for democracy, like kind of shit, like we did it. And it was like, there's now Steam reviews that people are flipping back to positive, and they're saying shit like, game's so good we had a real life mission, like shit like that. And so I think it's super cool, and they're making like the bar graph of like the negative reviews as like a cape that you can wear, like that's the design of like the three like lines going down. I think it's pretty cool.
Okay. So, okay,
so good shit.
Nice.
Good shit, Helldivers.
Good job, everybody.
So I thought that was kind of an interesting thing that happened.
Huh. I watched the Northman.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the Robert Eggers joint.
Mm-hmm.
He did like The Lighthouse and like The Witch and stuff mm-hmm. like that. He loves a the in his
yeah,
things.
Big the guy.
Yeah.
Good?
I thought it was incredible. Yeah.
Really?
I loved it.
I don't know if I've seen any of his stuff.
This is the first thing of his that I've seen.
Okay.
You know?
Seen The Lighthouse, didn't you?
Nah. I know I, like, should have because it was, like, very, like, Oscar-baity. Or, like, not Oscar-baity, but, like, it was, like,
just well-regarded. Like yeah.
Yeah. And I've been wanting to watch The Witch just because it's, like, A24, like, horror movie, you know? Mm-hmm. And I want to watch all those.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, this is the first thing. So, like, first time I got to see, like, his style or whatever.
Yeah.
And, there's like some weird parts, not like
every good movie does.
Like it's like kind of like trippy and like not really sure what I was watching some of the times. Mm-hmm. Like there's like a lot of like rituals and stuff.
Okay,
and it's like very based in like Norse mythology and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that was like stuff I was like learning and like had to like learn to follow.
Yeah,
Alexander Skarsgård is like the main character,
mm-hmm.
and he is a fucking giant. In this,
like ripped?
He is so big.
Whoa.
It's insane. I'll look up a picture.
Is that the one that was in John Wick, or is that Bill?
That's Bill.
I feel like they all seem really scrawny in my head, but they're like pretty.
I will
solid.
Never think that about Alexander Skarsgård again.
What else is he in? Because I get the Skarsgårds confused.
Did you see Tarzan? He was Tarzan.
No, live action one.
He was in Godzilla versus Kong.
Love that movie.
He was like the guy that like who knew about Hollow Earth, but no one believed him, you know?
Mm.
It's very little. Let me show you this. So look at that beast.
Oh my Lord.
That picture doesn't even really do it justice.
No, like, he looks big in this.
Yeah, he does. He like just walks around. He's like,
he can't even like, put his arms all the way
like,
down, dude.
His like lats like connect to like his head kind of thing. He is so big.
Yeah, he's huge.
And wow.
That's
like
cool.
that scene where he's like a Viking kind of thing, and he's like raiding a village or whatever, and it's just insane. And that was like probably the most impressive part. I'm like, how did he get so big?
Yeah.
And so I was just like wanting to learn like his workouts. I'm like, how do I do this?
He's in Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Maybe it was like one of those like one-off episodes or something.
It must have been.
But
good movie.
Yeah, like a lot of things.
Oh, he was the one that got like shot up in the first episode. It was like the wife and husband like on their porch. And then they see like a black car coming and they have to like do that shootout in the very first episode. It's like the opener. You'll remember if I show you this. These fuckers. Don't remember that?
It's bizarre to me. That's how you know him.
Well,
he was like a big
part.
That's
what I recognize.
Okay. Him
in, but yeah.
He was like a big part in like Severance too.
Okay.
Or no, Succession.
Oh,
he's in like last couple seasons.
Okay.
But yeah, a lot of stuff happens in this that you like wouldn't expect. Like you think it's like a pretty like I'll tell you because I know if you like see it you'll like forget.
Oh
but,
yeah.
Like he has to like find like this sword, but it's like a sword that only works at night. Like he can't like get it out
cool.
during the day or something. I'm like, is this like some weird Excalibur thing? And he finds it in like this cave thing.
He's like, I swear this never happens.
And he takes it off of like this like Viking body thing. It's like a corpse and it's got like the armor on and stuff. And he takes it. And then the dude just like stands up like this corpse.
Ooh.
And he has to like fight him.
Cool.
Yeah. And I'm like, whoa, this is sick. And he beats him. And then it just goes back to the start of like the fight when he like grabs the sword.
Mm-hmm.
So like all so that.
So he had to like fight him in his mind?
It was like a mental battle that he had to win in order to get the sword.
Oh, I fuck with that.
Yeah. It was just like. I didn't expect that at all.
Yeah. Like a bit like mystical, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's that dude? Ethan Hawke is in this.
He's great.
And he's he's like his dad, you know, in the beginning.
I can see that.
And fucking Willem Dafoe is in it. He's like a jester and he also does rituals and stuff. And he's just in there being weird for like 5 minutes.
I knew Willem Dafoe was in it.
I didn't know that at all. Yeah. So that was like a surprise. It's like a Anya Taylor-Joy movie too. She's in that.
Oh, cool.
And so it's a pretty stacked cast.
Very nice.
Hathor Bjornsson is
in it. Hathor Bjornsson, yeah.
Yeah. And he has to like fight him. Like, this movie's awesome.
I didn't know he did like much acting outside of Game of Thrones. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, no, it was cool to see him. The only thing, like there's like a lot of like, it's like a pretty heavy movie. Like a lot of disturbing things that happen. So mm-hmm. I wasn't very like surprised by this. But a dog does die. So I'm like, ugh. So I took down half a star for that.
Did you write a review on Letterboxd and then you're like, dog dies though, -1.5 star.
So he like embodies like a bear thing too. Like that's like he was a part of this like tribe thing.
Like bear pyre Viking queen?
Yeah, like that. Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, cool.
And so he's a part of this tribe where that's like their spirit animal kind of thing is like this bear. And I know bears don't like howl, but he was like howling when he's trying to fuck with somebody. And he was howling and this fox was howling with him. And it was making this all the dogs in this village like act up. And so this dude who had a dog, the dog like attacks him. So it was like in self-defense kind of thing.
Okay.
But it still felt wrong. You know, I'm like,
oh, okay. Like that's why the dog dies.
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
So
yeah, he didn't have to
kill him. It's like,
well, yeah, like he didn't have to.
They like the dog.
Irk the dog.
That's like their dog, you know?
Oh, he killed his own dog?
His own dog.
Yikes, dude.
Yeah, but it's like a heavy movie where like a lot of lines are like crossed. I'm like, oh, I didn't know that was allowed, you know? And so, yeah, very good movie. But
that's cool.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
I'll keep it in mind.
He has a movie. He's doing a Nosferatu movie that comes out at the end of the year.
The same director?
Yeah.
Cool.
Rob Eggers. Yeah.
What a silly little name.
Mr. Eggers. And so, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Oh, I was catching up on X-Men 97.
Did you finish it?
I didn't finish it. It's not finished yet.
Hmm.
The finale is like coming out in like 3 parts, I guess. Dude, it rules.
Yeah.
It's really good, actually.
I've heard that people are getting like really attached to it.
Like I also heard people like hyping it up, but I'm like, maybe it just like has the same vibe or whatever as the cartoon. But like, no, there's some like heavy stuff that happens.
Nice.
And like really like political things that are like super interesting, I think. And so I think it's pretty cool.
X-Men normally is.
And I was watching one of the episodes at the gym while I was doing cardio. It's getting too hot to run outside. And I like almost cried at the gym, dude. And
crying in the club.
But I think, dude, yeah, it really feels like it. I was really trying like to not cry. I had to like slow down because like I think just running makes me more emotional or something if I'm watching something sad.
It's like being on a plane.
Yeah. And so like I had to be like, okay, let me calm down for a little bit. But it was like some really sad shit that happened. And I was like, wow.
Okay.
So I fuck with it. I think you should watch the first episode at least.
Two. I'll probably get to it. I just like don't think of going on Disney Plus
to like watch a show. Yeah.
And I'm never just sitting there like, what should I watch kind of thing. Mm-hmm. There's only like stuff to do.
It's a cool little cartoon though.
Yeah,
I fuck with it.
I watched Civil War.
Oh yeah, yeah, the Alex Garland one.
Yeah,
nice, good.
Yeah, you know, the there's a lot of distrust in the Avengers. And so they need to.
So like Iron Man, like they back in Ultron,
they have to sign the Sokovia Accords.
Fucking Spider-Man was there.
But yeah, no, this movie was incredible. I loved it too.
Really? Okay, yeah. Awesome. It looks great.
I had a good weekend.
Yeah. I almost like took Sophie to go see it.
You should like definitely see it, and I think you like the. It's gonna be a much better experience watching it in like a theater because this movie's like loud. You know, like cool. I thought there was gunfire like in the theater because of how loud they had it. You know, they did not like hold back.
Cool.
On like the terrors of like war and shit.
Was Jesse Plemons good?
Nathan, when life gives you Plemons, you make Plemonade.
He should start a company called Plemonade.
I'd buy it.
Dude, I would too.
He fucking steals the show.
He's such a good
actor.
That
is the best scene in that movie. It's fucking terrifying.
I always forget he's in Breaking Bad too.
Yeah, he's good in that.
Yeah. I saw like a clip and I'm like, wow, he's such a baby.
Yeah, I'm like, he's like way too good at playing these like terrible people, like in this and in Breaking Bad and shit. But yeah, that scene was awesome. I have like no notes for this movie.
Okay, well, good.
Yeah, like it's like clearly like it's loud, it's like adrenaline filled. I went to like a late show and I'm like, I'm gonna fall asleep to this thing. Like is that like 10? I'm like, it's a bedtime.
Dang.
Yeah, I know. And so but no, it was like I was fucking locked in like the whole time.
Nice.
It's fun. There was a scene that was funny is like they're in the city that's like run down, everything's like closed and destroyed and shit, and they go to like a JCPenney parking lot for some reason. I'm like, JCPenney has fallen.
No.
And
they're still playing the soundtrack though.
Yeah, just like at all the places to stop, like that's where they stopped, you know. Yeah. it's like a road trip movie kind of thing. They're going from like New York to Washington, DC. But I almost wish this movie was like longer because of like how much I enjoyed it.
Nice.
But I think like maybe if it was like if they added like a stop or like a scene or whatever, I'd almost think like they could have cut out like one of those, you know. And so yeah, it was real tight.
Sweet. That's awesome.
What's cool about it, what I didn't expect, is like it's not like opinionated, you know. Like the situation isn't like
there's not like
something you could see happening, you know, like Texas and California teaming up, like it doesn't seem. And so it's like a fictional situation, and then that leads to like the fictional circumstances of that. And so, but it all of his movies are kind of like a warning in a way of like where things could go, you know. I guess like with all like
Alex Garland's movies.
Yeah, like Annihilation, it's like
I don't know how that would apply to Annihilation.
No, but like Annihilation, it'd be like your ecosystem and stuff like that. Don't fuck with bears and pollution. And then like
I guess that's
Ex Machina, like don't fuck with AI kind of thing.
And here we are.
Yeah, and here we are. And on top of the, like the not opinionated thing, because like it seemed like it was more about like these characters because they're like journalists, you know, like photographers and whatnot. And so that was like more the focus on how like just how he's like commenting on like journalism in itself.
Yeah.
You know?
That's cool.
Yeah, very cool. I think you should see it. I think everyone should see it. It's like one of those movies that like...
That sounds cool, yeah.
It did like well for like an A24 movie, but like definitely not as well as I think it should have. So like Dune's my favorite movie of the year so far, and like really? Civil War is like 2.
Better than Godzilla and Kong?
That's a first personal favorite, you know?
Yeah.
But like as far as like a list that I'm showing to other people.
Yeah, okay, all right, fair enough.
Like
a letterbox ranking, yeah.
Yeah. So very good. Everyone should see it.
That's awesome.
See it in the theaters if you can.
I might try and do that this weekend because I don't think we're doing anything.
Do it. And I can go see Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes?
No, I haven't seen the rest of them.
It'll be fine. It's based like 300 years after the last one.
But I want to know what happened 300 years ago.
Okay. So, anything else?
I think that's it.
All right.
Are we going to check out next week, Daniel? What do we got going on?
Let's see.
We got some stuff happening.
Let me double check.
The week of the 24th, there's a Mad Max thing, right?
There's no Mad Max books.
There's a Garfield movie coming out,
there's a Garfield movie, David.
Oh, shit.
Okay. So I looked into this.
Okay.
So they have like these collections for like Peanuts and Garfield, and they're like the complete works, right? And they have like 28 volumes of it. But those are like the newspaper clippings. Like
strips.
So it'd be like one page, it'll be a strip, you know? Yeah. And so I don't think that'd necessarily go over super well. Because then we're just talking about our favorites, and then
I think it would be fine, but it wouldn't be very long. It wouldn't be like a very long episode, I guess. Yeah. It wouldn't go over each one.
Yeah. And like, there's not like an overarching arc, you know, and so it just seemed like an odd one to do.
Uh-huh.
But about 10 years ago, the imprint Kaboom for Boom Studios did like a Garfield comic.
There's
like
an actual imprint comic from Boom Studios named Kaboom?
Yeah, it's like kids comics and stuff.
Oh, okay. All right, I get it then. And, good marketing. Anyway, continue.
And there's like a Garfield like comic that's written by like Jim Davis and then like the show writer and stuff like that.
Okay.
And so I think that could be cool. And it's on Comixology Unlimited.
Does it look good?
It looks like a Garfield comic.
Okay.
So
I'm down for that. I think Garfield, I will only do it on one condition.
We got to do the complete works too?
No.
What?
You have homework.
I have homework?
I need you.
I've had homework for 8 years.
I need you.
And don't plan on going back.
To watch a YouTube video.
Oh, what?
Which is a video essay.
Internet did to Garfield?
Called What the Internet Did to Garfield. Because it's so good I've watched it twice. I know it's kind of long, but that's how good it is. I've like put in the time
all right.
Watch it twice because it's insane.
That's the one.
Let me see. Fuck yeah. This looks great.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, let's do it.
Sweet.
But you got to watch that because I do want to... Because it's like... It reveals some shit about Jim Davis that it's like, wow, this is like kind of insane too.
Okay.
So yeah, I think it'll be prevalent. But yeah, I'm down for that. Some fucking Garfield.
An hour 20, dude.
Yeah, dude. It's good, though.
10 million views, practically.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I've heard about this, and I do want to get, like I'll enjoy it.
Yeah, I think you will, because it's, like, just weird shit. So, anyway.
Cool.
Check it out. And, yeah, we'll talk about Garfield next week.
Sick, sick. Thanks, everyone, for watching. Thanks for listening. We got the link tree in the bio. Check out all the stuff. Like, comment, subscribe, and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. What? Tell us if you like Garfield.
Yeah. Do you like Garfield? Are you excited for this? Are you going to watch it?
Are you going to watch the Chris Pratt movie, Garfield?
Yeah.
Do you
think Bill Murray is the permanent Garfield voice?
He's pretty good. I think he encapsulates it pretty well. Probably better than Chris Pratt. So I saw the trailer and I was like, oof.
That's just Chris Pratt.
Yeah. It's just him. But yeah. Can't wait.
I'll probably save this Garfield movie for when it's like streaming. And
I will not watch it in the theaters over Furiosa. Are you shitting me? Because it comes out the same day.
Yeah, no, you definitely got to see Furiosa.
Yeah.
So sweet. All right. Goodbye, everyone.
All right, later. 5 stars.